So hello and welcome to another motivational, educational, inspirational, interesting stuff where it's the homeschool education extra. And we dive into topics that other people skip by. And today we will be looking at Galileo and the sun. And you know, in the modern world, we take so much for granted. We have all the science and all the literature and all the information. And we just pretty much assume that everything is the way that it was. But that is not the case. And down throughout history, those people who have stood on the edge of discoveries have often sacrificed much to bring us the truth. And in this example, we begin by taking a step back in time to 1581. The 18-year-old Galileo Galilei is in a church kneeling to pray. His attention in this cathedral in Pisa in Italy is distracted by an attendant lighting a lamp that dangles by a long chain from the ceiling. The attendant pulls the lamp towards himself and, after lighting it, lets it go, and the lamp begins to swing backwards and forwards. This is the pulse and the pendulum. Galileo watched with fascination. Here was something he had never noticed before. While the length of each swing was decreasing, the time taken to complete a backward and forward movement appeared to stay the same. Galileo timed the swings against his own pulse. He discovered that whatever the length of the swing, the number of pulse beats for one oscillation remained the same. Galileo then realized that he could make an instrument, a simple pendulum, for measuring the frequency of the pulse. He called it the pulse logia, and it was used by generations of doctors in the examination of their patients. So not only did he help science, he also, at this point, began a great and curious journey of discovery through life. And so we skip forward half a century, and 50 years later, Galileo Galilei kneels again, but this time before 10 cardinals, judges of the Inquisition. He looked down at his hands, twisted with arthritis. The choice was plain. Recant his suggestions that perhaps the earth moved around the sun rather than the sun, the earth, or face torture and death. That afternoon, he told the judges, "I do not consider the view of Copernicus as true and have never considered it as true." He saved himself from execution, but rejected the heliocentric model of our system. So there was much that happened between these two events that I described. The course that was to lead to Galileo's confrontation with the awesome powers of the Inquisition began in 1609 with a visit to Venice. Friends told him about the invention of a Dutchman, Hans Lippershey, which could make distant objects seem close. It was called a telescope. At once, Galileo set about grinding glass into lenses. After many tries, he made a telescope that magnified 30 times. In January 1610, Galileo pointed his telescope at the night sky and began to look at the heavens. His startling observations seemed to demolish objections to the theories of the Polish astronomer Copernicus that the earth and planets moved around the sun. The church held the view that the earth could not move in space because it would leave its moon behind. Galileo discovered no fewer than 4 moons around the planet of Jupiter, which clearly moved across the sky. Another argument against Copernicus's theory was that Venus did not appear to have phases like the moon, and that if Venus were orbiting the sun, its reflection of the sun's light would have appeared in phases as it moved. Galileo found that, seen through a telescope, Venus actually did have phases. In 1624, Galileo asked Pope Urban VIII for permission to publish support for Copernicus's view of the structure of the universe. Urban agreed to allow Galileo to write a book that put forward the Copernican view, provided that the Church's official view, based on the work of the 4th century astronomer Ptolemy, was given equal prominence. Galileo's book was called Dialogue Concerning the Two Chief World Systems. It was published in February 1632, but by August the Pope realized that the argument in the dialogue was biased against the Church. The Copernican used clever reasoning, while the follower of Ptolemy presented feeble arguments. As a result, in October 1633, Galileo was summoned to Rome to face the Inquisition. There, the cardinals cross-examined him over a period of 10 months, but they did not resort to torture. Initially, he put forward a strong defense of his views, but eventually he admitted that his book was wrong. In 1634, the dialogue was banned, and Galileo returned to his villa in the hills above Florence, where he spent the last 8 years of his life under house arrest. And it's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting who we vilify. It's interesting how many people who we believe are wrong just because they're different. And the truth is, a lot of the time, we don't know. Science is evolving. It's never fixed. That is the nature of the universe we live in, and the nature of how we must study and how we must learn and how we must move forward. And what about today? Well, there are probably today even scientists who suffer because of the work that they do. And in time, over time, they will hopefully be proven to be right in their theories and their ideas. Just as Galileo was, and it's always hard for people who arrive before their time. And so that's it for today's thoughtful, interesting stuff. But I'd like to end with a little quote from Galileo Galilei, which is, "A book cannot be read unless someone first learns to comprehend the language and read the alphabet in which it is composed." And I think there's much to be understood within that statement. So I'll leave you with that and hope that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you pick something interesting out of this little story and you're having a great day. So take care. Bye for now. And I'll speak to you again soon. Now, and as always, don't forget there's comprehension questions under the video for you to check your understanding. And if you don't like the topic, well, suggest another one and I'll try to cover that. That's it. Take care. Have a good one.